This podcast is brought to you by Gainbridge. Gainbridge offers annuities designed for the digital age, simplified products with guaranteed returns that you can buy online. Learn more at gainbridge.life/WSJ. Not available in all states.
Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Is it better for a single entrepreneur to start a business or be a part of a team launching the new venture? In a moment, we'll have the results of a 7-year study that tried to get answers. First, these money and market stories you should know. You've probably noticed this in your shopping trips, but inflation rose 0.1% in February from the previous month and climbed another 0.2% in March. The Commerce Department says that energy prices began to tick higher from a steep decline in late 2018 and early 2019, and services prices have picked up from a slowdown early this year. The data also showed, however, that prices for durable goods, those are long-lasting, larger products, fell sharply in February and March, and that surprised many economists. And J.P. Morgan Chase caused a stir on Monday when it posted a tweet that was labeled Monday Motivation. That wasn't the problem. The tweet depicts someone asking why their bank account balance is so low. In the tweet, their bank account replies, "Make coffee at home. Eat the food that's already in the fridge. You don't need a cab. It's only 3 blocks." Finally answering the fictional account holder with, "I guess we'll never know." Chase took down the tweet a short time later.
This episode is supported by Gainbridge. High-rate, low-fuss annuities. Annuities get a bad rap. Some think they're too conservative, too complex, or only for retirees. But when you strip away the bells and whistles, annuities can be a smart choice for steady growth. Gainbridge aims to change the game by offering simplified annuities in a sleek, digital experience, replacing fine print and phone tag with clear conditions and a direct, low-fee model. Buy online at gainbridge.life/WSJ. Not available in all states.
Are two heads better than one? Well, how about 6 heads? Well, that's been a debate with respect to the success of entrepreneurs and the launch of companies. And Wall Street Journal contributor Cheryl Winokur Monk is on the line with us with some details. So, Cheryl, this has actually been the topic of a hot debate, and a 7-year study was conducted to get to the bottom of it.
The study brings to the forefront it's really a heavily debated question among academics and entrepreneurs over which approach is best. A solo entrepreneur or team-led venture. And over the 7-year period of the study found that solo entrepreneurs had a better chance of survival than companies with two or more founders. The study also found that solo ventures were more likely to remain in business than companies with three or more founders, and they were less likely to dissolve or suspend business functions, which means without actually closing.
Yeah, I found that really interesting that a solo business founder was significantly less likely to close or suspend business practices. And also businesses run by one person tended to generate more revenue.
Yeah, so the reason for that is that when there's the concept of too many cooks, and that when you have a team, there's the possibility of more friction because you just can't agree on all the main ideas. Whereas if you have one person, that person tends to bring in the help he or she needs in the areas where he or she is weak, but retains that level of control that a team venture would not have.
Another good point in your story, you look historically at some of the world's largest companies like Apple, Microsoft, and Google. They began with a business leadership team and eventually whittled down to having a single dominant member.
Again, it's the concept of too many cooks.
And also, Cheryl, this is kind of a controversial area because there are lots of people out there that really do believe that a team approach to a business is the right way to go.
That's correct. It depends a lot on the type of business, the industry, and so many other factors. It also just really depends on the people involved as well. The research is mixed, and this is really a very early study.
So it was a kind of a small sample of how this was studied, and really more research is generally thought that needs to be done?
Yes. In fact, the researchers who did the study are in the process of expanding their research to include a broader sampling of types of companies to see if the premise holds true. And preliminary research suggests that it does. So it'll certainly be really interesting to see this additional research and where it goes. And who knows, it could start, you know, really significantly change the way entrepreneurship is taught in schools. And there could be other ramifications in terms of venture capital, et cetera.
And that was my next question, that a professor at New York University you spoke with is actually changing up his approach in the classroom and teaching the development of business concepts.
Yes, that's a direct result of this research that he did. And he's teaching these students the skills they need to be successful on their own, how to hire the right people to balance their skill set, hire quickly if necessary. And what he found was is that many students are opting to go this route if they have a choice. Whereas before, students were required to work in groups. Now they have the option to go solo if they want to.
All right. Well, we'll see what the results are as more research is done on this, a really fascinating study. And that's Wall Street Journal contributor Cheryl Winokur-Monk on the line with us. Cheryl, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.